What's your response to this footage?
Well, my first response was to be shocked and sickened by it. And it's just a terrible incident. On reflection, having looked at it several times, I suppose my reaction now is to feel more and more that it's an appallingly sad incident. Here's an innocent bystander just trying to look calm, trying not to be confrontational, and then just being attacked from behind.
What do you think about the reaction of Scotland Yard immediately after Mr. Tomlinson's death when they described what had happened?
Well, the first thing to say about that is they didn't say anything about what actually happened. They gave the impression, by omission, that there had been no encounter between police officers and Mr. Tomlinson before Mr. Tomlinson collapsed. Now, whether that's because officers on the ground didn't tell their seniors what happened, which is entirely possible, or whether they did tell them and they chose not to pass their information on, remains to be seen. That's one of the things that needs to be investigated. But what happened then was that what they did talk about was saying that protesters had rained bottles and missiles on officers who were trying to help Mr. Tomlinson after he collapsed. And it's obvious now from the eyewitness reports and from further video footage that there was one, perhaps two missiles thrown, at which point the protesters turned on the people who were throwing missiles and told them to stop. And that this was just spin. This is just a way of trying to smear the demonstrators. And I thought that was deeply disturbing. And I think it's also despicable of government ministers, who presumably would have been in a much better position to know than anybody else, to have then used that information themselves on the media.
The Home Secretary, Jackie Smith, has said that the Independent Police Complaints Commission will decide whether there's a need for a criminal investigation. What do you think about that?
Well, it's quite right for the Home Secretary not to interfere with the course of the investigation. She's acting quite properly in keeping out of it. The problem with what the IPCC proposed originally was that they would be using the City of London Police to carry out the investigation. And the City of London Police were obviously heavily involved on the day themselves in the policing of the demonstrations, and the whole thing happened on their patch. And so that was not satisfactory. That wasn't independent enough. And I was calling for a proper investigation right at the top end of what the IPCC does, which is where the IPCC itself takes over fully the entire investigation. I now gather that the IPCC is considering doing that, and I urge them to take that step and to move to the top of the range. At that point, it's up to the IPCC to decide where to take the investigation, but the video itself shows an assault, and so I don't think there's any doubt that there's a criminal element to it.
And what do you think should happen to the police officer who carried out this, as you describe it, an assault, while the inquiry is carried out?
Well, the first thing is I hope that officer comes forward, and I hope that the other officers seen in the video themselves come forward, and perhaps, for all I know, they've already done that. Because we can't be spending valuable police time trying to identify that person. They must be honest and open and come forward straight away. At that point, it's then a matter of normal police procedures, but I gather that suspension is definitely a possibility and would be quite normal.
And would you like to see a wider review of police tactics at protests such as this?
Yes, indeed. There has to be a wider review of a whole range of things. First of all, the controversial tactic of kettling, which isn't just blockading demonstrations, though that's bad enough. I mean, that's of dubious legality, regardless of the view the police are putting around about what happened in the Oxford Circus case. The locking protesters in, as well as locking other people out, is only lawful where there's a proper, legitimate, proportionate purpose for doing so. And certainly in the case of the climate camp demonstration in Bishopsgate, I can't see how that was the case. But kettling goes beyond that. It isn't just blockading. It's aggressively advancing on the demonstration with riot shields and batons to force the demonstration into a smaller space. And the footage of that tactic being used at the climate camp demonstration that I've seen shows officers using the edge of their riot shields in a way which is going to cause a tragedy someday if they carry on doing that, and that tactic really does have to be reviewed. But beyond kettling, there's also the question of the police's public relations strategy in the run-up to the demonstrations, the ramping up of the prospects of violence, and a strategy which it seemed to me that various elements of the media played along with, a kind of strategy of tension. And the police really do have to review that, because first of all, it always had the potential to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. But secondly, and by the day before the demonstration, senior police officers were themselves saying this to me, that there's a concern of theirs. There's a problem of losing control of junior police officers when that sort of ramping and hyping has taken place, that junior police officers read the newspapers and listen to the radio and hear the and watch the television news like anybody else. And if they're getting official messages saying one thing and unofficial ones saying the other, which of those two messages are they going to follow? And I think that's a serious problem. And the third thing, of course, is the point we've already mentioned about the information that came out from the police about the Mr. Tomlinson incident, which has all the hallmarks of misleading spin, which was a big problem in the Menezes case, and it seems that no lessons have been learned from that.